emergence of truth and purification of power amidst the Epstein Files drop. The Other Side of Darkness, a sacred invitation to elevate our consciousness. In my previous post, I expressed that humanity is being called to return to our pristine state before societal conditionings and artificial programmings had corrupted our consciousness. In this article, you will see how even the dark events we witness today can serve as portals to us awakening more into our pure consciousness. This piece also serves as my official commentary upon the recent release of the Epstein Files. I expect there is some curiosity towards the viewpoints of those with a spiritual voice like myself regarding the matter. This is not new. As the world at large is reeling from some of the horrific details revealed by the partial release of the Epstein Files, a quiet evolution is occurring in the background. There are those who were already privy to this, those who knew we were targeted or had tapped into the disclosure movement for a while, for whom none of this is shocking, but for a long time were dismissed, gaslighted, laughed at, mocked, humiliated, shamed, and depicted as crazy. This is not an I told you so gloating about who's right and who's wrong, but a highlighting of the maturation of our collective consciousness. How the general public reacted to what was purported to be going on behind the scenes before this mass revelation is a symptom of the greater abuse we are subjected to. The 3D system we are operating in is a system of abuse. In any abusive relationship, there is a component of concealment. The less the abused are aware of what is actually happening to them, the more the perpetrators can get away with it and carry on with further abuses. To this end, psycho-spiritual manipulations are employed to deflect any inkling of the truth. And these types of reaction are the result of it. In other words, when people were dismissing, gaslighting, mocking, calling us crazy, little did they know they were darkly influenced to react exactly that way, and thus unknowingly participating in the abuse. Now, with more people waking up to the truth, the balance of power is tipped away from darkness and towards the light. More people knowing means less concealment. Less concealment means a subtraction of power. This is undoubtedly a positive shift. As much as it appears as though there is a lot more darkness nowadays, none of this is new. Only it was concealed before. Of course, there are those who will still refuse to believe any of it is true. This can be a reflection of how we are being conditioned to accept a degree of enslavement and normalize abuse. No matter how bad things are, there is always a part of us that might still choose to remain in it. Habits and well-established patterns of behavior are not to be underestimated. This is why addictions can be so tricky to treat. Understandably, if you had not recognized this ugly side of humanity in the past, it can be difficult to come to grips with what's being revealed. But this data drop only hints at the breadth of darkness that exists. Beyond the ostensible public portrayals, there is a secret network that determines the real distribution of power, has access to hidden technologies, and uses sadistic means to preserve the balance of power. This has been around for thousands of years. it is just beginning to be exposed on a larger scale now. To many, one of the most shocking disclosures is that certain spiritual authority figures, long admired and loved, have turned out to be very different characters based on their personal emails. The sense of betrayal can hit very deeply. See my post, "Can spirituality bring real changes or is it just a feel-good trick?" about abuse in spiritual communities. But within the pain, one must ask, why did I idolize this person or anyone for that matter? In your self-inquiry, you may realize there is an agenda to lock up your power and light in something else outside of you. Once you can see it as a form of giving your power away, you are drawn back towards what is inside you. It may prompt you to consider that the source of wisdom and knowledge might be within you, not in someone else. Society has become lazy, turning to external sources to inform us, and neglecting the enormous power of our heart and soul in guiding us. This may be the beginning of the end of idolatry, especially in conjunction with the very public case of Sean Combs, aka Diddy, last year, which has exposed the ugly sides of many celebrities. These developments serve to break down the illusion of false gods and uncover falseness in general. As humanity is reaching more into 5D, we need to give up more of these superficial connections and embrace a deeper way of being. Those who still hold tightly onto superficial ways of operating are being sustained less and less by life and will experience it as feeling lost and purposeless. Why it is a positive shift? To begin with, it flushes darkness out of hiding. The abuses, misogyny, oppression, not only in terms of exposing the true sinister nature and agenda of certain individuals and institutions, but in allowing us to be aware of our own propensity for cruelty if left unchecked. No one is immune to behaving badly and crossing the line of morality. To deny its existence within us is to increase the chances of us acting on it. I would hope that this exposé will also result in mirroring darkness back to ourselves and shine a light on those parts that are suffering in the shadows, so that we can begin to reconcile with these disowned aspects of ourselves. When witnessing darkness outside, we may be prompted to ask ourselves if we too are capable of committing such things, and to tweak our inner alignments accordingly. This is a massive step up the evolutionary ladder. Without condoning them, the perpetrators are most likely victims of abuse themselves. The abuse programmings have been around for many generations. The Epstein files can act as a wake-up call to these individuals. I believe that some, certainly not all, will rise to the opportunity to heal and transform, allowing them to return to a state of humility, contrition, grounded in self-awareness. One individual transforming will amplify the light for the whole of humanity. Thus, there exists an opportunity for mass healings to take place, to make whole again that which has been so broken in our world. When enough individuals awaken en masse, there is potential for real change, the kind that brings an end to a long, toxic chain of patterns and events. Such is the power of our consciousness. In the same vein, our consciousness is the most powerful vehicle to transform sickness, madness, brutality, and violence. As opposed to physical actions like using brute force or fighting back physically, physical actions have little power compared to our pristine consciousness. When they seem to work, it is due to a shift in consciousness. Therefore, physical actions are only powerful when accompanied by a shift in our consciousness. The emergence of truth disrupts a programming, breaks up the spell. This means that every person trapped in abuse has a better chance of escaping their imprisonment, and our world has a better chance for course correction, steering us to a better trajectory. You have a choice: give in to powerlessness or rise in consciousness. Any discomfort you feel right now is to guide you to the next level of your awakening back to your pure consciousness. Here are some ways you can elevate your consciousness and therefore the world out of the Epstein Files drop. Do something about your own abusive situation. Witnessing large-scale abuse being exposed and the subject being widely talked about is bound to bring another level of awareness to your own situation where you're being oppressed. It would have served a higher purpose if more people are awakened from the hypnosis of their oppressors through this development. One moment you were under the spell of unawareness. The next moment you realize starkly how unacceptable your condition is. Follow the prompts. There is a divine intelligence leading you to full awareness and back to pristine consciousness. Stop covering up abuse for others. Victims of abuse don't just have one oppressor. Often they are attacked by the friends and family members of their abuser. This can range from outright attacks to silent complicity. The latter can sometimes be more harmful, as the hatred conveyed through body language and judgmental looks cast are akin to a spiritual attack. Malicious gossips and slander can inflict real injury. These invisible yet tangibly felt attacks can destroy one like a slow cancer eating away at your soul. Part of awakening is to stop ourselves from joining in the abuse without justifying it or dismissing such behaviors as harmless, and hold ourselves to higher integrity. In many cases, people side with an abuser not because they are unaware, but lack the integrity to disrupt abusive patterns so as to avoid disrupting the status quo. It is easier to preserve the infrastructure with all its flaws and, yes, evilness, than to risk exposing their own skeletons. Create the shift in consciousness. It can be disheartening and a blow to your faith in humanity. The thought of restoring health to society being a monumental task when it seems all our leaders are part of the abusive system can leave you feeling helpless and small. Indeed, it is a monumental task when it comes to physical actions. But do not underestimate the power of your consciousness. You can respond non-physically, but more powerfully, by deciding these abuses are not okay. When you seal the gap which allows for a level of abuse to take place internally, it yields a shift in consciousness for you and the collective. Thus, you raise yourself to a position of eradicating any compromise within you. This has more consequential effects than you might imagine. Go beyond resistance. We are programmed to tolerate discomfort. This is how we get stuck in the system instead of moving into a realm where we are free. There is a threshold where resistance is pushing back at us in the form of threats and irrational fears being triggered. We have learned to give in to the discomfort of this resistance and become trapped in a cell. We tolerate it because we have normalized these feelings of discomfort. In truth, we can go past this resistance by igniting our light of courage and honoring our soul. Let the exposure of evil wake you up to the existence of choice in the matter. Dwell more in the spiritual realm. With the disclosure comes a realization of where true power lies. Your spirit is the only enduring part of you. Therefore, we are invited to connect more with the spiritual world. We need to move past seeing views and likes and dwell more in what nourishes our spirit. We can make every moment and every simple act sacred by imbuing more meaning into them, promoting a deeper connection with the divine. How could you still do your usual things but engaging your spirit? Pray for others in similar pain. I have noticed in recent months that whenever I'm struggling with some form of difficulty, I would first pray that others who are going through the same challenge would be relieved from the suffering, whoever they are, wherever they are. I observed that this practice, which came instinctively to me, has a purifying effect on my consciousness. It restores me to my pristine state, a stripping away of what has corrupted humanity. Whatever struggles you are going through, try praying for others with a similar pain and notice the feedback to your soul. Align with higher love. There is some confusion as to what the appropriate reaction is. Do we come from love or can we be angry? I think that anger is appropriate and even an important step to help a victim get out of an abusive situation. But anger without a progressive outcome intended will just keep us stuck in lower vibration states. Coming from love is also useless if you're using it to avoid facing the truth. We can be angry and at the same time align ourselves with the frequency of love. The anger is a statement upon our stance that this is unacceptable to continue, while we also hold a higher vibration to elevate it. This article would not be complete if I didn't address the question that is in many people's minds. What if the release of the Epstein files is controlled disclosure aimed at distracting us from other significant developments? Almost for sure, there is a dimension of manipulation involved. But as I often point out, darkness ultimately serves the light without knowing about it. This is why I say darkness doesn't actually have that much power. Whatever their agenda-driven acts, there is always a potential for humanity to rise as a result of it. Hence, their attacks have supported the expansion of light. even if the Epstein files were released with manipulation involved. From the perspective of light, they have undone themselves and allowed light to be victorious. I will also add that even if the emails are fabricated, it would not invalidate the truth that the darkness hinted at really does exist. We are in an era where darkness is exposing itself. Even their lies somehow exposes the truth, and they can't seem to help it, signifying a breakdown of power. If the Epstein files left you feeling dejected with no hope for the world to change for the better, do not be disheartened. You being at the forefront of this awakening, from deception to truth, from darkness to light, heralds a powerful rebirth of a more pristine world.